Today's scripture reading comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 37, verses 1 through 11. Jacob settled in the land where his father had lived as an alien, the land of Canaan. These are the descendants of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was shepherding the flock with his brothers. He was a helper to the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought a bad report of them to their father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any other of his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him an ornamented robe. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Once Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him even more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream that I dreamed. There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Suddenly, my sheaf rose and stood upright. Then your sheaves gathered around it and bowed down to my sheaf." His brothers said to him, "Are you indeed to reign over us? Are you indeed to have dominion over us?" So they hated him even more because of his dreams and his words. He had another dream and told it to his brother, saying, "Look, I've had another dream. The sun, the moon, and 11 stars were bowing down to me." But when he told it to his father and to his brothers, his father rebuked him and said to him, "What kind of dream is this that you have had? Shall we indeed come, I and your mother and your brothers, and bow to the ground before you?" So his brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind. The word of God for the people of God.
A reporter asked Helen Keller, "What could be a more miserable life than blindness?" Without hesitation, she replied, "A life without a vision, even though one's eyes are fine." Church researcher George Barner said, "The vitality of the church lies in the clear vision of the church, and that vision is especially essential for Christian leaders." Let me ask you a question. What kind of dreams and visions do you have? God wants us to live with a clear purpose and vision, regardless of one's age. There was a boy who loved to stare at the night sky every night. His father asked, "What are you looking at?" The boy replied, "I'm looking at the moon because I want to go to that moon someday." Then the father encouraged his son instead of rebuking him for spending his time in vain. "You have a great dream. I believe that one day that dream will come true." The boy is James Irwin, an American astronaut who went to the moon 30 years later. After returning back from the moon, Irwin received a higher calling for God's kingdom and became a pastor. There are a variety of thoughts and stories on the subject of dreams. This morning, I want us to focus on the divine dream, the God-given dream. Many steadfast heroes in the Bible began their faith journey with their God-given dreams. Noah had a vision of building God's ark. Abraham had a dream of God's land. Joseph got a vision of building God's people. Solomon received a dream of completing God's temple. Mary had a dream of raising a son of God by God's choice. Peter had a dream of founding God's church. After having God's visions and dreams in their hearts, all dreamers in the scripture decided to follow God's direction, even if it would bring difficulties in their life. However, by faith, all of them eventually experienced God's deliverance in their lives. They may all agree with the word of wisdom from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, which says, "The human mind plans the way, but the Lord directs the steps." Today's scripture introduces the story of Joseph's dream. Genesis chapter 37, verse 1 and 2 tells us a few facts about Joseph. He was 17 years old. He was working in the family business that was pasturing the flocks. He didn't have any clue about his own future. He would not presume that he was destined to be a shepherd, like his father Jacob, his grandfather Isaac, and his great-grandfather Abraham. Sometimes I am asked how to discover God's will. The answer is, you cannot. You don't discover God's will. God's will discovers you. Someone says that God's will is more like a sunrise than a sunburst. Out of the darkness and chaos of life, God's will rises slowly over the horizon. Are you happy, Jack? Okay. It's not so much that we see the sun, it's that by the sun we see everything else. So it is with God's will. God's will is revealed to us a little bit at a time, like the sun slowly rising. Joseph grew up in a dysfunctional family. His father, Jacob, had 4 wives. He had 11 brothers scattered among those 4 wives, plus 1 daughter, Dinah. Genesis 37, verse 3 says that Joseph was his father's favorite son. It means he was the first son by Rachel, the woman Jacob always loved. He had 1 full brother, the youngest child of all, Benjamin. It doesn't take any effort to figure out that this is a disaster waiting to happen. At the beginning of Genesis chapter 37, Joseph is tending the flocks with his brothers in Canaan. By the end of the chapter, he was a slave in Egypt. But God has other plans in mind for Joseph, plans that require him to be in Egypt. How does a 17-year-old Hebrew shepherd become the prime minister of Egypt? Let's look at the text for the few steps on that long journey. Jacob loved Joseph more than any other of his sons and made him a robe of many colors. It says in verse 3, the phrase robe of many colors means that the coat was ritually embroidered, most likely with long sleeves. The sort of robe a son of royalty might wear. If the robe had long sleeves, it also meant he couldn't work in the fields the same way his brothers did, thus increasing their animosity toward him. In verses 5 through 8, Joseph had two strange dreams. In his first dream, he and his brothers were gathering bundles of wheat in a field. When his bundles stood up, the other bundles bowed down before it. Not too hard to figure that one out, right? Again, his brothers were not happy with what he shared. The second dream was even more grandiose. It is in verse 9. Then he dreamed another dream and told it to his brothers and said, "Look, I have had another dream. The sun, the moon, and 11 stars were bowing down to me." So his brothers hated him more and more. Verse 11 says, his brothers were jealous of him. Soon their anger and envy will lead to a shocking betrayal, all because of envy. The brothers conspired to kill him and ended up throwing him alive into an empty pit. Then Joseph was sold for 20 pieces of silver, which was the price of a slave. If that reminds you of someone else who was sold for 30 pieces of silver, who could that be? Our Lord Jesus. Like Jesus, who was betrayed by Judas, Joseph was sold by his own brother. He ended up as a slave in Egypt. It took a long time, but Joseph eventually discovered why he was sold to Egypt. When we know God's will for our lives, we can overcome any hardships and finally achieve that divine dream. Through countless processes, Joseph eventually came to know his divine dream and was able to forgive his brothers. Let me share how to discover our divine dream by looking at each letter of the dream acronym that I learned a long time ago. The first letter, D, stands for the word for dedicate. To find out our divine dream, we need to dedicate all our lives to God. Whether we realize it or not, we spend our time, energy, talents and resources on something and or someone important to us. The second letter R symbolizes the word for reserve. Sometimes I hear some people, including myself, saying something like this: I am too old to have a dream from God and to do something for the Lord at my age. Or I am too young to have God's vision and accomplish it. I'm sorry, our twins are not here, so I cannot ask their dreams. It's not new at all. When we look at the Bible, we can find many similar excuses about God's dream and vision. When Moses was called to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt, he was hesitant to obey the Lord since he thought he was too old and was not good at speaking. When Jeremiah was called to proclaim the word of God for the people of Israel, he was reluctant to accept God's direction since he thought that he was too young and was not skilled at speaking. Do both of the responses sound familiar to you? Yeah, you all try to find the excuses to obey the call from the Lord. When I was very young, I wanted to be a teacher. And in my teens, I wanted to be a reporter. After I got married in my 20s, my dreams were more focused on my children. In my 30s, I discovered a God-given dream to become a clergy, to serve God's kingdom, His church, which I was not sure at the time. I enrolled in the seminary to discern whether my dream was from the Lord. And 4 years later, I became a pastor, though for a decade without ordination. During this time, I never gave up my dream of becoming an ordained clergy, serving the church with preaching and sacraments. In 2006, I was ordained as an elder in full connection in the United Methodist Church, and I have been serving the church to this day. Will I no longer have new dreams? No. Even in my 60s, I'm in my 60s, proud of my age. I have wanted to renew my divine dream and dedicate the next chapter of my spiritual adventure to the Lord. I'm not speaking a dramatic vision of God. Rather, I am asking the Lord to show my divine dream more clearly and offer my total being more firmly to the Lord. The third letter, E, symbolizes the word for evaluate. To discover our divine dream, we need to figure out what we are good at, right? This evaluation needs to be done before the Lord only. What I mean by that is that no comparison is required in this matter. We may have two inaccurate judgments, either underestimate our gifts or overestimate our talents, either have bad feelings about ourselves or feel superior minds over others. The fourth letter, A, indicates the word guess. A. What? Ash? Action. It's good, but not the one I expected. Affirm. Yeah, that's almost, similar. My word is associate. So to receive our God-given dream, we need to associate ourselves with other godly dreamers. We also need to ask the Holy Spirit to intercede for us. This sacred talk can take place in our daily bread time or weekly Bible study. God is talking to you through other church members. The last letter, M, stands for the word make. To have our God-given vision, we need to make our dream public. Have you confidently and courageously declared your divine dream to others? The primary thing about this is by faith to visualize our God-given dream and verbalize that dream before the Lord. Got it? So dream, can you remember D for? R for? Reserve. E for? Evaluate. A, associate, and I like also a form, and make. What a great group of people. Dear congregant, as we discover our divine dream, we need to remember that our everlasting Father and the resurrected Christ have given us dreams and visions during our faith journey. God said through the prophet Joel, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your children will prophesy. Your old man will dream dreams. Your young man will see visions. Last week, I met someone who was once a member of Centenary Church. She said that our sanctuary was full of people at that time, and they had to put extra chairs on special Sundays like Easter. At first, I was very excited to hear that. But when I came back to my reality, I was a little discouraged. At that moment, the Holy Spirit reminded me of the divine dream I had before coming to Centenary Church. In our sanctuary, many people, men and women, joyfully worship the Lord. From that dream, I knew I would be sent to a good matched church that I would enjoy to serve. So God was right. My divine dream was right one for me. I cannot hear any. Amen. Let's just shouting. Amen. Amen. I realized since the beginning of the COVID era, I have forgotten that divine dream because I have been focusing on how our church can return to where we were. I prayed at that moment that I would hold on to my divine dream, trusting the Lord would make that divine dream come true. Hallelujah. In order to do that, I asked the Holy Spirit to help our church members to dream divine dreams with me. Would you do that? Would you dream that dream with me? Amen. Thank you. Thank you. If we dream that divine dream, I am sure that we will witness God's amazing work to make the impossible possible through the dedication of our church members. Once we have this divine dream, we would live our life differently. We would be intently looking for our neighbors and friends who stopped attending churches or never been to church and invite them to our church to worship together. We are going to spend more time praying for revival of our church during the devotion. So, beloved, let us courageously and confidently ask our Lord for supernatural strength to help us by faith fulfill or finish our divine dreams in the coming days. Amen. Amen. One more time. Amen, my brothers and sisters. That's better.